Mark chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. And thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus saith unto her, Let the children be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more they charged them, so much more, a great deal, they published it. And were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all these things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Yes. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that you would strengthen our lives this morning. I pray, God, through the power of your Spirit, Lord, I need your anointing. I need the Holy Ghost, God, this morning to direct me, to instruct me, to guide me into the Word of God. That, Lord, you would touch our lives and show us, dear God, what you have need for us this morning. Because we cannot do anything outside of you, God. We need your grace, God. We need your grace, hallelujah, to shine upon us this day and to minister to the very needs of the church. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Earlier in the chapter, the Pharisees have just been rebuked, as well as Jesus details them of the things that defile a man. It's not the things without that defile, but what's in the heart that defiles the man. And then Jesus goes and enters into the Tyre and Sidon. As he enters into a house, it says in the scripture, they would have no man know it. In other words, Jesus did not want anyone to know he's gone into this house. Jesus wanted to make sure no one knew where he was. Maybe he wanted a little R&R, I don't know. You know, sometimes we all need a little relaxation, don't we? Sometimes we work for the Lord so much, or sometimes we're so busy upon our own jobs that sometimes we don't want any neighbor to come over. Now, I'm not talking anything crazy here. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we just want to be left alone. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I told my wife yesterday, leave me alone. And I say that nicely because, you know, she knows I was tired. I've had a hard week. It's been a hard week coming back from Mexico and trying to gather up my strength again, as it were. It's been a hard week at work. I came right from Mexico, right back to work, and through the whole week, and it was a long week and a hard week, and I got off Saturday, and I was like, woo! You know how you feel like that air come out of that balloon? Wife says, you got things to do. Oh, leave me alone, you know. I just want to be left alone, just a little bit. But notice with Jesus here, he wanted to be left alone. He didn't want anyone to know it, where he was when he entered into this house. But this verse has really just gnawed at me all day long yesterday, this morning. I was going to preach something different, but I know the Lord directed me here this morning because God wants to touch someone here today. I believe that with all my heart. Notice the scripture says, but he could not be hid. I'm going to let that sink in a minute. Come on now, think about this. He could not be hid. The Lord Jesus Christ would like to have had probably a little time alone there, maybe with his disciples, but he could not be hid. Because he has been doing miracles, because his fame has already been gone abroad, because he has ministered to many people in the region and around about, because he has been delivering those of illnesses and sicknesses, he could not be hid anymore. There's nothing that could hold him back. And the people knew it. They knew where he went. They knew where he was. And especially this one woman here, this woman who her child had a spirit that was unclean in her. This Syrophoenician woman besought. She came. She found Jesus. She besought Jesus. She fell before him to cast out the devil. No rest for Jesus. Sometimes, church, there is no rest for us at all. When it comes to working for God, when it comes to laboring for the kingdom of God, the rest that we get is not so much here on this side, amen, but it's going to be on the next side that we're going to get our rest. We need to labor until we enter into that rest, amen. And here Jesus is teaching us he could not be hid. And I want you to know, you who are following Christ today, you who are doing his work today, you who are laboring for the kingdom of God today, you who are giving your lives for his service, you cannot be hid by him. People will know you. The glory of the Lord will shine about you. Amen. Because you speak of him, because you tell of him, because you tell of his goodness, of his salvation, you cannot be hid. While I was in Mexico, I could not be hid. Now, granted, I'm not Mexican. Granted, I'm a big old guy that stands out in the midst of him. But there's something about me that could not be hid. And that was the love of God shed abroad in my life. There was something I was not going to hide from people. And I want you to know today, God wants your light to shine. Hallelujah. God has endowed you. God has blessed you with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God has filled some of us here in this church, and it should be all of us. Hallelujah. With the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. That spirit is not just to keep to ourselves, but it is to help us to bear witness of the truth. It is to help us to be empowered for the service of Christ. It is to help us that when we are tired, he will give us the strength to go on and on and on. I want you to know, when I went to Mexico last week, oh, the grueling hours of travel it took just to get to San Luis Potosí. The time it took and the hours of bus travel after bus just to get to the place. My body was tired. But I could not be hid. Amen, church. Brother Thomas was there to meet us. And Brother Thomas had a schedule for us to go. And we had to put away the tiredness. We had to pray and say, Lord, right now is when I need the power of the Spirit in my life. It was then that I looked to Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the author and the finisher of my faith, and said, Lord, help me. Empower me right now with the Holy Ghost. Because I had to go from the time I got there until the time I left. The only few hours I got in sleep at night were very few, because it's just the way it was when you sleep with someone and two people in the room and they're snoring. I love them. I love my brothers. But them guys can snore up some logs now. And I'm not a snorer. I don't think I am. My wife would tell me if I was. But it just kept me awake. So not only did I have to keep going all day, all night, I couldn't sleep hardly. I get up the next morning, eyeballs about to hang out of my sockets. I said, God, I need help again. I know you're the one that sustains me. You're the one that strengthens me. I got down, we prayed in the mornings. God, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Empower me this morning. And I want you to know God came in my hour, in my need, and filled my life with the Holy Ghost. And I felt strengthened the day by day by day to give out, to give out, and to give out. Hallelujah. And I want you to know Jesus could not be hid. He can't be hid. And I want you to know something this morning, church. If you're looking for something, if you've got a need this morning, if you need something in your life transpire in your life that you'll know that only God can do it, Jesus is not hid to you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Many times we think, well, you know, Pastor, you just don't understand what's going on in my life. Maybe I don't. Jesus knows where you're at right now. Jesus knows what you have need of right now. And Jesus is not hid unto those who are hungry and thirsty after righteousness.
Amen.
He will come to you. Hallelujah. He will not leave you comfortless in your hour of need. I'm glad today that I know God, that He's able to keep me. But this statement has just been on me all night long. He could not be hid.
Yeah.
How many times has Jesus walked by you when a preacher's preaching to you and He's come right there and sat beside you in the pew? How many times has the Lord spoken to you from His Word and shared with you His Word to you and to specifically to your very heart? How many times have you been sitting there hearing God speak to you, knowing that He is here, but not responding to His call? I want you to know God is not hid. He is with us here this morning, and He wants you to respond to His call. Hallelujah. There is a woman, the Syrophoenician woman. She knew where Jesus was. Hallelujah. She wasn't from their nation, as it were. She wasn't a Jew. Hear me now. She was an, as they consider, an alien, you know, one that was outside. Amen, church.
Yeah.
But listen what this woman says. She comes to Jesus, the one who could not be hid. Amen. She has a difficulty in her life. Her daughter has an unclean spirit. She has to touch Jesus. She heard about this one. I want to get to this one who has done miracles. I want to make sure He hears my plea and my request before Him this morning. So many times we have a request and a plea before God, but we don't come to Him. We expect somebody else, another brother, some doctor, someone else to take care of our needs. We take care, we expect our bank account, we expect our savings account to make sure that everything will be okay with us. I'm here to tell you today that you can't trust in any bank account today, especially in our economy.
Right.
You can't trust in anything today except Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Him alone, hallelujah. He is the only way and truth for us. She comes to Him. Oh, praise God. Why? Because she knew where He was. He couldn't be hid. Praise God, Brother Hooten. She goes and she worships Him. You see, we have got to respond to the call of God. When He is here with us, when He is present among us, why don't we respond to His call? What is holding us back? What is causing us to regress away from God instead of running toward God? What wall is before us and God? What trouble it seems to be so mounting in our lives that we can't run to God? And yet we have people, and I believe even here in this church this morning, who are not saved.
Come on.
Because they don't want to run to God.
Right.
They see Him because He is not hidden. He has done everything openly.
Right.
God is there with them. God is among them, and God is among us here this morning. But there are some in here this morning who are lost. They have a knowledge of God. They have an understanding of God. God speaks to them week after week after week. His arms are wide open to them and say, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. They hear that echoing in their ears, and yet their stubborn hearts. Ooh, God help me. Their stiff-neckedness. You know, some. They just kind of tighten up that neck and shoulder, and they resist the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts. They resist the wooing and the caring of God to bring them in. They hear it week after week. And just because we come to church, we may think we're all right with God. No, you're not. You must make a confession before God. You must repent of your sins. You must turn away from your evil doings so God can touch your heart. If we have sin in our lives, God does not hear us. Hello. Hello. If we're walking in unrighteousness and sin, God does not hear your prayer. The only prayer he's going to hear from you then is a prayer of repentance. Is a prayer of forgive me, God, for I have sinned. I have come short of the glory of God. I need you this morning to come into my life to save me. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Oh, my. God cannot be hid, church. He's here with us this morning. But why do we kick against him, as the Apostle Paul, as Jesus told the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus when he was converted upon the road to Damascus? Saul, Saul, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks, or to goad against me, or to come against me. Lord, who art thou? God can't be hid. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Immediately upon that, the apostle says, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Hello, praise God. That's the response we need in church today. Hallelujah. When God touches your heart and you know you have transgressed and you know you have done wrong and you know God is right there, then it's time to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And he'll tell you what to do.
Right, brother. Yes, he will.
He'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
He'll lead you to the path of righteousness. Right. Hallelujah. God is not going to lead us away into some pasture out here that is not fertile and not able to be fed from. God is going to lead us into the fertile path of righteousness.
Yes.
You say, how is that possible? Listen to this. The Greek woman besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. Woo! For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. Wow. Now, I don't know about you, but if that was me, and I was before the Lord, and I was asking God to come and touch one of my children and deliver them from the devil, and he just got through telling me, I am not going to give you my word. It comes first to the Jews. And besides that, I don't give it to dogs. Hello.
Come on, brother.
Hello.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Boy.
Stay with me here. I don't want to lose you.
Come on.
How would you like to be called a dog? I mean, me, someone calls me a dog, I'm going to say, well, fine. I just get up and leave then, you know. But Jesus couldn't be hid. Jesus tested her faith.
Yes.
Jesus knew what she had need of.
Yes.
Jesus knows what you have need of. Hear me, church. Jesus knows right now where you are. Jesus knows in your life what you have need of. Jesus wants to make sure that he'll give unto you all that you would like. Except you have got to respond by faith. By faith.
Yes.
The just shall live by faith, the scripture declares. And notice the response of this woman. What a I tell you, church, sometimes it just puts us to shame. This woman doesn't really even know God as she should. But yet she responds in such a manner of faith that it touches the heart of God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, Jesus cannot be hid among us. If we by faith will respond in faith to Him, it will touch God's heart. Hallelujah. And He will in no wise cast any one of us out, but will bring us into Him. It's not God's will that any man perish, but that all men come to repentance. Why then can we not push down the wall before us, push over the hill before us, go as it were to the very end until we're holding on to the very garments of Jesus that we may receive the blessing that God wants us? This woman said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're right. Absolutely. Unquestionably. What you said is true. Yes, Lord. There's no doubt of what you said. It is true. Everything you say, it's right. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah. You know, we've got to come to the point in our lives where we've got to admit our sins before God. Right. We've got to be honest before Him and say, yes, Lord, I have sinned. Right. Yes, Lord, I am unworthy. Yes, Lord, I need you today. Yes, Lord, I need your help. Yes, Lord, I'm insufficient. Right. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Jesus cannot be hid. He's with us.
Right.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my, what a response. She didn't come back with a derogatory remark. She didn't come back with a, oh me, oh my. She didn't come back to Him with a comment that would, you know, justify her actions. She didn't come with anything except, yes, Lord, you are right. And church, before we ever get right with God, hear me this morning, we have got to come to the point in our lives where it is yes, Lord, to everything you say. Yes, Lord, to my life, surrender to you. Yes, Lord, I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, Lord, it takes my repentance to come before you this day. Yes, Lord, I give it all to you. Oh, if not, we'll still face that wall. We'll still face that mountain. We'll still sit day by day, week by week in church, thinking we're justified because we come to church. Thinking we're justified because we give our tithes and our offerings in the plate. Come on now. Thinking we're justified before God because we call ourselves Christian. But there is none just before God. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. For the wages of sin is death. And those who are outside of God this morning in church, you are in death. Hear me, please, this morning. I love every one of you here. I'm not pointing a finger to anybody in here. But God has told me there's some people in here that need salvation this morning. That's why I'm going this route. That's why I'm going this route. There's some people in this church this morning that need grace. They need the salvation of God, and they've been struggling. Jesus is here. He's not hid from you. He's open unto you. He's ready to give Himself to you if you will just give yourself to Him. Hallelujah. He knows that you've been struggling. He knows that you're having a hard time. He knows that the world is coming against you. He knows that your friends are bombarding you day in and day out. He knows that you have a conflict. He knows that you're warring within your very soul whether to give in to Jesus or not to give in. He knows where you're at this morning. And what God wants you to do is to say, yes, Lord, hallelujah. I'm here for you, praise God. Yes, Lord, I give my life to you. I'm tired of the way I live. I'm tired of the struggles I'm under. I'm tired of the burdens that have burdened me down. I'm tired of the weight that is upon my shoulders. I want freedom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Right. Glory to God. Notice her response. My. What a wonderful thing. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. How many of you have pets? Nobody? Few people. When I grew up in my household, I had dogs living in my house all my life, I think, growing up. And I remember, we'd eat at that table and them dogs would be right there. Right there beside the table. They knew better than to put their faces up on the table. But they were sitting there looking at you intently with those loving eyes. You know, and they turn their head once in a while, they cock it. You know, and they cock it this way. Begging, you know. There's just a piece of morsel, anything, you know. And I begin there cutting my meat and looking at him. And pretty soon my heart would break. Throw him a little morsel down. I did it all the time. I fed my dogs from the table. My animals would go, they'd eat that meat up, or whatever it was, or bread or biscuit I'd be giving them. They'd eat it up. They'd sit there. And just beg some more, you know. But that statement from this woman showed faith. She understood, and she had a great concept of the principles of life. Even the dogs eat from the master's table. Even we who are unworthy, you hear me, church. Even you this morning who are lost and unsaved. Even you this morning who are estranged from God and are walking in your own manner and in your own lives this morning. You eat from the master's table. From the crumbs that fall off that table. She understood this. She knew that if she could just eat of the crumbs, it would be enough to sustain her and to bless her and to keep her. Hallelujah. My dogs that ate from my table knew if they ate from it, it would be enough to sustain them and to keep them and to keep going. Hallelujah. And another thing about me as a master of my animals, when they were there begging at my table, I didn't kick them in the teeth. Hello. I didn't kick them and say, get out of here, bam. Get away from my table. No. I loved them. Jesus loves you this morning, church.
Oh, yeah.
He is not going to be brutal to anyone. He is not going to kick anyone away from his table. Hallelujah. He's not going to kick you because you've done wrong, because you've sinned, because you have not followed his ways, his righteous ways, his good ways. Jesus is not going to turn you away. Hallelujah. He cannot be hid to you this morning. Those of you who hear my voice, you know he's here. You know he's calling upon your heart this morning. If you will just come as this woman came and say, Lord, I come before your table this morning. If I can but just have a crumb, if I can just have something to eat from your table, I could be satisfied. Everything will be all right, God, if you would just let me eat of your table. I know I'm not worthy. I know there's nothing in me. I know that I'm not any good at all, but let me have something. You see, Jesus knows you this morning. You may think that you're nothing. But you're something to God. And God loves you this morning as he loves this woman. And he answered and said unto him, I'm sorry. And he answered her and said, for this saying, notice what he said, go thy way, thy devil is gone out of thy daughter. Go thy way, thy devil, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. She didn't question God. She didn't say, are you sure? She didn't say, well, maybe I should pray a few more prayers and maybe it'll be, you sure now? No. She knew by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. When Jesus said it to her, go, thy the devil is gone out of thy daughter, she knew it. Yes. Now she goes by faith, gets up and goes to her house. And she found the devil gone out of her daughter that was laid upon the bed. Hallelujah. Jesus is not hid, church. Jesus is not hid from us. Jesus is not hid.
Right.
I ask you this morning, do you believe God? Do you believe that He is here with us today?
Yes.
Do you believe that He can save today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe He's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe that He does not change and His word is true? Do you believe that God will do what He said He'll do? Or do you just come just to hear a preacher, just to hear a preacher preach the word of God? That hearing of the word of God must come into your heart and it must be transferred by faith from you. The word proceeds into your heart. You must by faith believe God's word. You want to get out of difficulties. You want to get out of troubles. You want to get out of struggles. You want a new life in Jesus Christ. You want things changed in your home. You want financial things to change in your life. You want this and you want that, you know. And let me tell you something. God is going to do according to His word. Hallelujah. He's not going to do according to just what you want.
All right, come on.
Amen.
But He's going to do according to His word.
All right.
Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Right.
His will is to do the Father's will. He came not to do His own will.
Right.
I came to do those things that please my Father.
Yes.
Jesus wants us to be saved. I know you may say, boy, Brother Cottle, that's so simplistic. But how many people out here just don't understand salvation? How many out here just don't understand? I've got to surrender everything to Jesus. I've got to give Him all my heart, all my life. Everything is His. We want to keep some areas in our life to ourselves. We want to keep a door closed that the Lord can't come in. And I think that's a lot of the problem of some of the people this morning. We want to shut the doors we want shut, and we want to open the doors that we want to open. It doesn't work that way with God. He's going to become the Lord of your life, the master of your life, and there is nothing going to stand between you and God. Hallelujah. You are not going to have your selfishness. God is going to do away with it. He is going to crucify you. Hallelujah. You are going to be dead to sin and alive to God.
Right.
We cannot serve God and serve sin. Now you may not like that, but that's the way it is.
That's right. Amen.
You cannot enjoy the pleasures of sin and expect to enjoy the pleasures of God.
Right.
To be quite honest, I don't know how you can sit in church with sin in your life without being miserable.
That's right, brother. Amen. That's the truth.
In the presence of God.
Right. Thank you. Come on, brother.
I don't see how anyone can sit in church and say, I know God, and yet leave church and live a selfish life and do what they want, and sin when they want, and go when they want, and, and say, I don't have to obey the commandments of God, and then claim to be a Christian.
Come on, bro.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Right,
and the love of the Father will be with you. Yes. If you love me, you will do what I say.
Yes.
I ask you this morning, do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is not hid to us this morning, church. He's walking among you this morning. He's speaking to those who aren't saved in church this morning. He's given you another opportunity. He's extending His hand of grace one more time. He's extending the hand of hope to you one more time. He's extending the hand of mercy to you one more time. He's opening up his arms to you one more time. He is not hid from you. He is there present with you, reaching out to you one more time. He will not be hid. Woo-hoo-hoo, glory to God. And church, if you are not able, let me rephrase that. If you have a problem coming to Jesus Christ this morning, because of the sins in your life, it is so easy to be forgiven.
Yes.
It is so easy to receive Christ. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil whisper on your shoulder this morning and say, hey, 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 don't listen to what he's saying. Don't pay attention to that man up there. You just keep on like you're going. You're all right. But if you know in your heart right now that you've hurt God, that you've sinned, that you've transgressed his commandments, his laws, that you've not done what is right, and you know that in your heart, and you've tried every other way, and it's not worked, then why don't you just be simple and say, God, I'm coming to you this morning.
Yes. Yes.
And I want you to look at my life. I made a mess of it. And I want you to save me. Yeah. I want you to take away my sins.
Yes.
Confess your sins, the Bible says. And he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, be aware that there's nothing you can do to make yourself righteous. It is God who makes you righteous. It is God who forgives you of sin. So I'd like you to stand with me this morning. A simple message.
Yes, Jesus.
But it's a message of truth. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Jesus died that we may be forgiven of sins and cleansed from all unrighteousness. Jesus loves us. And there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God this morning. So I don't know where you may be. I don't know what struggle, what wall, what thing is before you this morning. But Jesus does.
Yes.
Jesus knows. And he wants to break down that wall. He wants you to go over that mountain. And he wants you to come to the place of the cross today. He wants you to come to the place of the cross where you have to lay down your life and believe in Jesus Christ. That's going to take effort on your part. God is here. He's not hidden. But it's going to take effort on your part to come out from those pews and to come up here and to pray a simple prayer of forgiveness and experience the love of God that will be shed abroad in your heart. So I'm asking you this morning, I don't know who it is. Are you willing to make that effort? Knowing Jesus is here and cannot be hid from you. Knowing that He is speaking to your heart this morning. Will you reject Him again? Will you push Him away again? Or will you finally surrender to Him? Take hold of His nail-scarred hands. Take hold of His side. Take hold of the One who loves you and ask Him to save you this morning. I want heads bowed. Heavenly Father, I ask You in Your name, Jesus, that You would touch Your church, that You would minister to those, Lord, who are here today and who need salvation. Lord, I've gone in the direction that You led me to go. I've done and said the things You led me to say. But You are the God that saves. You are ever present. You are not hid among us. And I want You to do a work among those, oh God, who are not saved in this church. And I want You to save them. I want You to call them, Lord. I know You're pleading with them right now. And I know if you feel the pleading of the Holy Spirit, the wooing of that Spirit of God in your heart, speaking to you to come, telling you to receive Christ, telling you to give yourself to Him, I want you to step out and I want you to come. I don't want you to be lost and go away this place not saved. I want all within the hearing of my words come to know Him who is not hid among you, but wants to be your Lord. Hallelujah. Would you come this morning while everyone else is praying? I will pray with you. Others will pray. We will rejoice together what God can do. Hallelujah. He is still a saving God. He still is seeking for those who are lost. He is seeking you this morning. He is calling for you this morning. Would you come? Could we have a pianist come? Sister Angela or someone, please. Hallelujah. I want to give time for the Spirit to touch the lives of people this morning. There is that time in our life. You have to make that decision. No matter what, someone else is looking at you and you must see Jesus. You must see Jesus. Keep your eyes upon Him this morning. Trust in Him. Lean upon Him this morning, church. He cannot be hid. Hallelujah. He's calling you today. Will you come? He's calling you. Will you heed the call today? Hallelujah. He's calling. Will you come? Jesus. Pray, church. Pray. Our adversary would like not these to come this morning. But Jesus is here. He cannot be hid. Come this morning. Receive the Lord. He'll take away that burden. To relieve you of those sins that have you held down. He'll give you new life and abundant. He'll set you free. Only you've got to step out by faith and come to the cross. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, praise God, praise God.